Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
Ronald Reagan's father was Irish Catholic, and from him, Ronald learned tolerance. His mother was a Protestant of Scots English descent. She was known for her charitable works and dramatic readings, and instilled in her son an impetus toward leadership in the public arena. Reagan worked his way through college and was very active in sports. For 7 summers, he worked as a lifeguard, played football, and was on the swimming team. Reagan once commented that he had 3 loves in life: drama, politics, and sports. John Jay, the first Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, stated, as our nation was yet forming, "It is the duty of Christians to elect Christians to public office." Ronald Reagan was all of that, introducing Bible principles into his governing, and his governing turned the nation around. When he took office, the United States was a nation in decline with a faltering economy, high inflation, a military in need of repair, and the prestige of the United States abroad was declining. Reagan went to work. Congress passed his initiatives, cut taxes, trimmed budgets, and built up the military. Perhaps the confidence he received from the Congress was due in part to his track record as governor of California. When he came into office, the state had a deficit of nearly $200 million and was spending $1 million a day more than it was receiving in taxes. By the time Reagan left office, California had a surplus of $50 million.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.